Penguin Audio presents Hector and the Search for Lost Time by Francois Lalorde, read by James Langton. Hector isn't exactly a young psychiatrist anymore. Once upon a time, there was a young psychiatrist called Hector. Actually, Hector wasn't exactly a young psychiatrist anymore, although he wasn't an old psychiatrist yet either. From a distance, you could still have taken him for a young student, but up close you could see that he was already a real doctor with some experience behind him. Hector had a great gift as a psychiatrist. When people talked to him, he always looked as if he was thinking very hard about what they'd told him. Because of that, people who came to see him liked him a lot. They felt that he was thinking about their particular situation, which was nearly always true, and that he was going to help them find a way to get better. At the beginning of his career, he would twirl his moustache when he was thinking things over, but now he didn't have a moustache. He'd only grown one when he was just starting out in order to look older. These days, since he wasn't exactly a young psychiatrist anymore, there was no point. Time had passed. But time hadn't made much difference to the furniture in his office. It was the same as when he'd started out. He had an old sofa his mother had given him when he'd moved in, some nice pictures that he liked, and a little statue his friend had brought back from the land of the Eskimos, a bear turning into an eagle, which is quite unusual for a psychiatrist's office. From time to time, when Hector felt cooped up after spending too much time in his office listening to people, he would look at the bear with huge wings sprouting from its back and dream that he was flying away too. But not for long, because he would quickly begin to feel guilty if he didn't listen properly to the person sitting in front of him, telling him their woes. Because Hector was conscientious. Most of the time he saw grown-ups who had decided to come and see a psychiatrist because they were too sad, too worried, or just unhappy with their lives. He got them talking, asked them questions, and sometimes he also gave them little pills. Often all three at once, a bit like someone who juggles three balls at the same time. Psychiatry is difficult like that. But Hector loved his job. First of all, because he often felt he was helping people, and secondly, because what his patients told him nearly always interested him. For example, from time to time, he saw a young woman called Sabine, who always said things which made him think. When you're a psychiatrist, it's funny, but you learn an awful lot just by listening to your patients, whereas they assume you already know nearly everything. The first time Sabine came to see Hector, it was because she was getting upset at work. Sabine worked in an office, and her boss wasn't very nice to her. He often made her cry. Of course, she always cried in private, but even so, it was terribly hard for her. Little by little, Hector helped her realize that perhaps she deserved better than a boss who wasn't very nice, and Sabine built up enough self-confidence to find a new job, and these days she was happier. Over time, Hector had gradually changed the way he worked. At the beginning, he mainly tried to help people to change their outlook. Now, he still did that, of course, but he also helped people to change their lives, to find a new life that would suit them better. Because, to put it another way, if you're a cow, you'll never become a horse, even with a good psychiatrist. It's better to find a nice meadow where people need milk than to try to gallop round a racecourse. And above all, it's best to avoid entering a bull ring, because that's always a disaster. Sabine would not have been happy being compared to a cow. Even though cows are actually kind and gentle animals, Hector had always thought, and very good mothers too. It's true that she was also very clever, and sometimes this didn't make her happy, because, as you might already have noticed, sometimes happiness is not knowing everything. One day Sabine said to Hector, "I think life is just a big con." Startled, Hector asked, "What do you mean?" That was what he always said when he hadn't been listening properly the first time. "Well, you're born, and straight away you have to rush about, go to school."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?